AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Performance Food Group's 25% quarterly climb pauses on 0.7x volume near the high. PFGC remains in an active weekly trend and is outperforming a weak consumer defensive group. But relative strength is still negative, and participation has not confirmed the latest move. Research brief. Performance Food Group closed at $103.06 for the week ended 19 June, down 0.4%, but still up 10.7% over 4 weeks and 24.8% over 12 weeks. The stock sits 5.0% below its 52-week high, 11.4% above its weekly trend line, and 28.6% above ShareMaestro fair value. The setup is constructive but not clean. Activity pressure is positive. The trend signal is active. Volume is light at 0.7x the 13-week average, and relative strength remains below zero. Key points. 1. PFGC closed at $103.06, down 0.4% on the week, but still in the upper 80.8% of its 52-week range. 2. The weekly trend signal is active for a second week, with price 11.4% above the $92.97 trend line. 3. Momentum remains strong over medium windows, with gains of 10.7% over 4 weeks and 24.8% over 12 weeks. 4. Volume was 5.9 million shares, below the 13-week average of 8.1 million and the 52-week average of 8.4 million, leaving confirmation measured. 5. Sector context is supportive on relative price action, as PFGC outpaced a consumer defensive group that fell 3.3% for the week, but sector RS breadth is only 21.0%. Weekly price action. A pause, not a breakdown. Performance Food Group slipped 0.4% in the latest completed week to $103.06, a modest cooling after a strong short-term advance. The stock remains 5.0% below its $109.52-week high and well above the $80.82 yearly low, leaving it in the upper 80.8% of its annual range. The medium-term tape is still the main evidence. PFGC is up 10.7% over 4 weeks and 24.8% over 12 weeks, with 26-week and 52-week returns also positive at 13.0% and 20.6%. That puts the latest weekly decline in context, although the close did not add fresh upside urgency. Trend signal stays active, but confirmation is selective. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop is active with a 2-week active streak, and price is 11.4% above the $92.97 weekly trend line. Activity pressure is also positive at 0.97, helped by a sharp 4-week improvement, but the signal state is not fully confirmed. There is no fresh activity pressure buy signal, and relative strength remains negative at -2.55. Fair value is another important constraint. The close is 28.6% above the $80.57 ShareMaestro fair value estimate, which reflects premium demand, but also reduces valuation slack if momentum cools. The composite score of 58 and the packet's balanced read fit that split between trend evidence and confirmation risk. Food distribution is healthier than the wider defensive group. PFGC sits in the consumer defensive sector and food distribution industry, a useful distinction this week. The wider U.S. consumer defensive group fell 3.3% on average, while its 4-week return was slightly negative at -0.4%, and its 12-week return was only 1.7%. Against that backdrop, PFGC's flat to down week and double-digit 4-week gain look relatively resilient. The industry read is stronger than the sector read. U.S. food distribution averaged a 0.7% weekly decline, a 3.4% 4-week gain, and a 5.3% 12-week gain, all well below PFGC's 10.7% and 24.8% advances over the latter two windows. Industry breadth is constructive, with 58.3% trend breadth and 58.3% positive market dynamics breadth, though relative strength breadth is lower at 41.7%. Chef remains the standout peer with a 60.3% 12-week return and positive RS, while USFD has stronger RS confirmation but much weaker 12-week price follow-through. Volume and risk. Orderly but not emphatic.
Latest volume was 5.9 million shares, equal to 0.7x the 13-week average of 8.1 million, and also 0.7x the 52-week average of 8.4 million, The recent advance included stronger weeks, such as the 7.2% gain on 12 June, with 7.3 million shares, and the 5.0% gain on 8 May, with 13.8 million shares. But the current pause came with below-average turnover, rather than a decisive volume reset. Risk metrics are moderate. 33-week volatility is 3.4%, slightly below the 52-week base of 3.6%. And the one-year up-down split is positive, at 29 advancing weeks versus 23 declining weeks. Average positive weeks of 2.9% are only slightly larger than average negative weeks of negative 2.7%, so follow-through still matters, especially with one recent reversal marker in the smart money tape. What to watch next? The key test is whether PFGC can sustain the area above $103 while narrowing the 5.0% gap to the 52-week high on stronger participation. A volume ratio above 1.5x would be a clearer sign that institutions are pressing the next move, rather than simply allowing the stock to drift near the top of its range. The $92.97 trendline remains the main weekly regime marker. Activity pressure needs to stay positive, while relative strength is the missing confirmation piece. If RS moves back above zero while price remains near the high, the balanced read would improve. If price weakens toward the trendline with continued light volume, the 28.6% fair value premium becomes a more visible risk. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.